A county commissioner faces jail time over a protest ride he led in southern Utah last year. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
U.S. District Court Judge David Neufer sentenced San Juan County Commissioner Phil Lyman to 10 days in jail and 3 years of probation. The charges stem from leading dozens of ATV protesters into an archaeologically rich canyon that the federal government had closed to motorized vehicles. Lyman had no comment afterward, but his attorney, Peter Sturba, complimented the judge's approach.
He obviously was very thoughtful and reasoned in what he did. Aside from that, it would be entirely inappropriate for me to comment further, and needless to say, Mr. Lyman is happy it's over.
Co-defendant Monty Wells received a sentence of 5 days behind bars and 3 years probation for his role. He and Lyman were also ordered to pay nearly $96,000 in restitution. Lyman's supporters had sent letters requesting a light sentence, and they jammed the courtroom Friday. They included a legislator, a representative of Governor Gary Herbert's office, and other rural leaders. The lengthy hearing capped what's become a politically charged struggle between the federal government and rural Utah leaders over public lands. But U.S. Attorney for Utah John Huber said the case wasn't about politics, but sending a message about the consequences of breaking the law.
Regardless of where you stand on the political spectrum, there are consequences to violating the law, and this office will prosecute you when you do that.
Huber said he was pleased with the sentence, but Lyman's attorney refused to say whether the defendants will appeal. Judy Faze, KUER News.